Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, Eileen. Angel Antics have begun a little bit earlier. I could not stop that at the beginning of the show. I'm waiting. I don't know if Eileen is with us yet. The computer is going a little crazy. So while we're waiting for the computer to behave, I guess, let's see. Yes, Eileen, it's still spinning if you could hear me.
I hear you.
Okay, Eileen? Oh, thank goodness. It was spinning and spinning, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't get Eileen. So the antics have begun a little bit early, but my twisted sister is here, so this is
fired. You are fired on show setup 101.
I am.
It's only a
and you know what? You were messaging me, and... It wouldn't shut off, Eileen. I have no control over it. It was just going and going.
No, what I'm saying is that's off. When you set. You have to do it when you set up the show.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to do to get rid of that. We'll have to see in the interim. Like it just, there's still a little like a circle there. If it starts again, I'm gonna have to hit it. I'm gonna have to beat it with a hammer. You're gonna have to go in during the week. But we'll get rid of it. But that being said, we do have a few callers. So how has your week been since we've connected last week?
Just fabulous. And I know your week has gone extremely well. Tell us, DC, about your exciting new news.
Well, the little guy that we've been waiting for, Joseph Michael, our seventh grandchild, yes, lucky number seven, he did arrive, and he's beautiful. He's 6 pounds, 12 ounces, 20 inches long, and he's got jet black hair, Eileen. He's gorgeous.
Aw,
really,
I did.
Really
I saw those pictures. I saw the pictures you sent me, and dang, he is such a pretty baby. She is not kidding, folks. Oh. He is gorgeous.
Well, he's got a sister and two other amazing, you know, siblings, two other brothers. So it's going to be a beautiful family that he's come into. And we were just so excited to, you know, to finally meet him in person. So it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
And now the next exciting thing we'll have will be in October when you announce your grandbaby.
I know. We're going to have her baby shower for her this weekend. I'm so excited to see all my kids. Of course, my son won't be there. He's up in Oregon, but my three girls will be there, and my two son-in-law and future son-in-law will be there, and my sister and a lot of family friends, including some of my daughter's friends from grade school. So I'm very excited, very, very excited for this weekend.
Yep, that sounds totally amazing. And with that being said, I had a little something.
DC. With that being said, you are cutting out a little bit. So I'm not sure your phone is a little wavery today.
Yeah. Okay, it's my internet connection. Like I said, I couldn't control the switchboard. That's why the music was playing, because I had no control over it. And like I said, there's something wrong with the internet connection, so I'm praying that the angels just send me a line there and keep us, you know, keep us steady, keep us fastened down for this beautiful show.
Is your phone?
And we do have
is
like
your
a
phone on
caller.
Is your phone attached through internet?
It is, in fact, yes.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well,
yes,
I actually have just a couple things that I would like to kind of set as we
okay, go
move
ahead.
Into
sure.
And it has to do with in the past I used to do this, and then we kind of stopped doing it. So I'm going to have you do that today. And that is, I want you to take 3 deep breaths, and I want you to connect in with your own heart space. That helps PC and I, because once your heart space is open, then and we open our heart space, then our energies are connected, and it just makes for clear, more concise reading. So let's go ahead and do that. Count to 1 and breathe in, and then breathe out. So 1, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold your breath, and breathe out to 4. Breath number 2, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and release to the count of 4. One last time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and breathe out for 4. And with that said, I want you to, if you have bad reception, it will cause static. If you have good reception, it will cause clarity. Ask yourself, what is your reception? All journeys have a secret destination, of which the traveler is completely unaware of. So keep that in mind. We're not always meant to know the destination, but know that you have a journey to follow. And those are the thoughts I wanted to share with you today.
Beautiful, Eileen. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Okay.
So I'm trying to stay here in the studio, and I'm hoping that the angels help me here. Okay, we do have a couple callers here that have been waiting quite a while, so I want to go to the phone lines and let them, you know, come on with us. All righty?
All righty.
Okay, we have our first caller, area code 856. Good evening. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Do you have a question? Hi.
I do. I'm looking for work, and I've been submitting for the last few days for some contracts, and I wonder what you see around me getting one of those contracts.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I am hearing that there is going to be some news that will be worth celebrating, that it will be some type of announcement, and this will be really a happy thing. So if this has to do with those contracts, which is what you asked about, then that's what they are showing, is that there's going to be news that will be worthy to celebrate. But just make sure that you're looking at everything as clearly as possible, because what they're also showing me is that there might be a better choice, that you're kind of not seeing things as clearly as maybe you could, that there might be some outside interests of yours that you would rather pursue rather than what you're actually applying for. And so they just want you to be clear and really, really go inside yourself and ask if what you're applying for is what you really want to do. And also approach it with a more playful manner. It's telling me that there's so much work involved in looking for a job that it is actually weighing you down, and it's feeling like, it's just feeling very heavy, like brick. And what I'm hearing is that you need to go outside. It's been just too long since you've really gotten out and stretched, and find yourself some fresh air and some freedom and some open space to really just expand in. But know in the long run that your situation will come out. I really feel that you're going to come out with something that you really like. I feel it's going to be spectacular and that it will all come out and be financially fair. And it will be what you're looking for. So I do see a really happy outcome here. And that's what I have for you. DC, what do you have?
Beautiful, Eileen. And Laura, I'm expect a job that is going to be based on your creativity and, of course, your work history. You have some creative talent. I don't know if you're optimizing that now. Okay,
well,
so I'm getting your very...
Contracts that I applied for would utilize more of my creative talents. And there's a contract that I'm really interested in where I get to work from home and travel every once in a while into Connecticut because I'd have to go to Connecticut but probably twice a month or so. And that would be utilizing a lot of my creativity skills. So I'm hoping that I get that contract. I'm hoping that's a good thing. Unless there's something else. I don't know.
I'm getting a maybe on that, like on the contract. I'm getting that, you know, make sure that you're focusing on your long-term goals before you do make a decision. To really, like, think it out, hon, okay?
Yeah, time is
just,
up the essence. No, with my goals, that's the problem.
Okay.
I have to get
there. That the universe is going to, you know, bring you your highest and best. It always works in perfect ways. And always ask for this or something better. Okay? I'm getting there's a little bit of emotions around, you know, your question. There are some fears. And that is causing a little bit of a block from helping you to, like, really, like, look at this and solve it, like, sort of like dealing with it logically. Okay? I feel like you're a little bit drained emotionally. And Eileen said, you know, get outside in nature, you know, take a walk. You're going to be able to clear your mind. And in regard to the jobs, think about the jobs in regard to, you know, what you would love to do. The money aspect of the job, you've got to put it to the side, like the emotional attachment to money itself, okay? And you're going to see how things really, like, they change for you, okay?
Yeah,
I'm getting, you know, like,
dragonfly.
Yes, because this is like a beautiful new time for you, yes. And right now things seem like a little bit like, you know, like, to me, like, around you, like, a little bit, like, dull, a little bit gloomy, but I'm getting very, very soon, Laura, you're going to have, like, a renewal of spirit, and you're going to have new hope coming your way. Your energy level is going to be high again, and it's going to lead you to what you are desiring, okay? So
okay.
Just that you're going to get what's coming for your highest and best, but this is a time to sort of break free from whatever's coming back. There's something within you. You might not be realizing it, and that's the reason you're not connecting with your true happiness, okay? And your life purpose is what we're talking about here, not a job, not a career, but your life purpose, okay? And, you know, the job, the career, it'll pay the bills, but your life purpose is what you're here for. And as you honor that purpose, you're going to become more joyful. You're going to notice all the synchronicities around you. And you're going to be able to really, like, take care of yourself and to be the light worker that you are and to serve others, you know, that are here with you. And the angels are saying, Laura, please do not fear the changes that are coming, okay? They're going to be really positive, and everything will happen for you in divine timing, in divine order. So please just follow your passion, and there's going to be a lot of different options to explore, okay? And there is going to be a beautiful career change coming your way.
Do you know
and
what
I'm getting,
coming?
You know, there's going to be a fortune. Excuse me?
Do you know when that's coming, that change?
Well, there's a couple things that you have to do first. Like I said, you've got to, you know, change the way that you see things. And like I said, like the money aspect of it, you know, everyone needs money. We're here, you know, and to live, we need the money and stuff. But it's sort of like, you know, the thoughts that you have around money are like sort of slowing things down. Your financial, you know, issues are going to be resolved too, very soon, there's going to be changes, you know, that are coming for you around money. You're going to get rid of, like, bills that you have, okay? And I'm getting, you're going to get a job suddenly. Something is going to open up very, very suddenly. So please watch your thoughts and only think positive thoughts, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And expect money coming your way. You're going to have money through creativity and social networking, hon, okay? And that's what I have. So please watch your thoughts. Think in a new way. And things are changing. And you're going to see how all the magic begins to flow into every aspect of your life, okay?
Okay.
So you may be on a path that is not the one that you truly want to be on for a little while, but just know eventually the changes are going to be made, and you are going to be on a path to pursue your dreams. And, Laura, that's what I have for you. I hope that helps. Please stay in touch with us and call us back and let us know how things are going.
Okay, thank you, Eileen and DC both.
Oh, you're very welcome, Laura.
Bye.
I wish you the best.
Angel bless.
Thank you.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay, Eileen, we're going to pick up another caller.
All right.
Okay, area code 860. Live with
Hi, thank you so much. Hi.
Hi, who do we have with us?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
I am wondering what the angels want me to know, I guess.
Awesome. Beautiful.
The first thing I have for you is, they're telling me that you are a procrastinator and that your power actually comes from making decisions. So if you continually put off making decisions.
I think you're picking up my husband. I make decisions on a snap.
All right.
He's a massive procrastinator. Sorry.
Oh, how funny. Okay. That's okay. I can only tell you what they're giving me. But they do say that you, and maybe it is about your husband, because now the next thing they're talking to me about is unity and that doing the right things. They're talking about doing the right things for the right reasons and kind of like the different approaches, like traditional approaches versus, you know, the new way to look at things and how to do things. And I'm getting maybe that there's a back and forth between the two of you in that. You have a tendency, I would, at least when I said the words, I thought more of you and then more of him, which was he is more traditional and, you know, you have more of a new way to approach things.
Uh-huh.
And what you seek more is actually more spiritually minded thinking, you know, in that type of direction, more community minded, more, you know, more of that belief system that, you know, we need to work for life changing events, and our events are going to change the events of people around us. And you see that picture, and he sees more the immediate structure of, you know, us here right now. And what I'm hearing is that you kind of need to set, because you are a loving person, you need to also set the boundaries. And that has to do with saying no when you feel you need to say no. And especially when it comes to the demand of your time and energy, I think others around you feel that they can just snap to whatever they want you to do right away and you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But boundaries is very important for you right now. It is time for you to really seek those out. What it's going to do, it is going to allow you to grow your own belief system, because what has been working for you in the past isn't working for you anymore. And so it's important that you allow your life experiences to change you. That is what life is about. We are not meant to be the person we were when we got married. 20 years later, let's hope you're not that same person, and let's hope that he isn't either. We hope towards each other and not away. As we well know, these things do happen. But there's going to be some significant opportunities coming up for you right now. And so the two things that I'm hearing is the boundaries and don't back down. Stand up for what you believe is right, the way you want things to move forward for you. Love yourself enough to say no to others, especially when it comes to your time and your energy and the direction of what you want to go. Because your reading today is very much about your life experience and the importance of it for you, the work you've done so far, the place that it's taken you so far, and the opportunities that it's going to lead you into. If you let others control it, it's not going to work out. But I do see that these are going to be very, very positive changes for you. It's going to be actually a welcome relief to some suffocating times, because in some ways you feel a little bit suffocated. And I do see maybe a little bit of getting out, a little traveling, a little bit of relocating in the activities of what you do. And with that, what I do want to share with you is to remember one thing about play. Get outside and enjoy yourself, because play creates heightened awareness and helps you become deeply connected. It helps you so deep. You know, right now when we're not playful and we're too, you know, doing what we need to do, we don't hear our own name being called. So what I'm hearing is you need to actually be in the zone, and that is the zone of play and heightened awareness, and that is going to put you in a place where you are going to be so deeply connected that you hear when spirit calls your name. And that's the message I have for you today.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. DC, what do you have?
Yes, I have to begin with, and I have a reminder from the angels, and they're asking you to always be yourself. I see at times that you're trying to, you know, to please others, to be what others want or expect you to be, and in doing so, you're giving away your power, okay? And if you really want to be happy, you know, really, you know, live life to the fullest, you've got to be yourself, your true self. And you can't worry about what others think of you. Just be yourself. And then you're going to see that they're going to love the person who you really are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense, Jihan?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So what the angels are saying, you know, is they want you to relax. And just envision they're sending beautiful, pure, pure, beautiful white light, and they're surrounding you. And not only you, everyone, you know, that's around you, that's involved, you know, in your life, and they want you to relax and trust that everything is okay. It's perfectly unfolding. I don't know, do you take, like, any kind of, like, maybe, like, Epsom salt baths or sea salt bath?
I used to take Epsom salt, but I'm allergic to it.
Okay. Well, any kind of warm bath, and you know, just to allow the tension and the worry to just, like, disappear. I don't know if you can use any kind of essential oils, but lavender is very, very calming, okay? And just, you know, allow yourself to create space for what you're wanting and as well for the assistance that you're waiting for, okay?
Okay.
And please, you know what, you try to do everything yourself. Allow others to come in and help you, okay? I'm seeing someone's going to come in. They're going to give you, you know, what is needed. And the angels are reminding you, honey, that no one is an island, okay? And we all need help here and there.
There's nobody that I could ask for help, not ever.
Well, there's someone coming in. The angels are saying they're going to send someone in. It could be a trusted friend. It could be a family member. It could be just someone you know. And they're sending you this special person, okay?
Okay.
So they want you to, that they really, they care about you, they love you, And they're saying, you know, take a little time and from the bottom of your heart, you know, write out a request to the divine, telling them exactly, you know, like what you need help with, what you'd like help with. And just, you know, we at the end when we ask for assistance, a simple thank you is all that is needed, okay? And you can write that out. You could fold, you know, fold down the paper that you wrote it on, fold it, and then, you know, fold it twice towards you. You could put it under something, you know, like if there's like a special area that you have, and allow the angels to come in and really help you, because this is a new time in your life. It's an exciting new time, an exciting new chapter, and it's just about ready, you know, to unfold for you. Okay, so you're going to notice over the next coming maybe days, even weeks, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel that you have, you know, renewed clarity. You're going to feel joyful. There's going to be purpose and direction in your life. You are going to connect with the magic and the excitement that's waiting for you. Okay?
That sounds wonderful.
So you're going to, you know, you're going to embrace aspects even of you that you didn't even know were within you, which is really exciting. So the angels are saying, please, embrace this new period of your life. It's going to be exciting. It's really time to, you know, to close the chapter of the past. And know that, you know, once you connect with this new chapter, your life is going to be forever changed. As well, you know, you are as well. You're evolving, and, you know, you're this magnificent spiritual creation, and the angels are saying, allow the blessings to come your way. You truly deserve them. And, you know, just love this time of your life. And know that you have the power as well as the knowledge to change, you know, your reality as it stands now, okay?
Okay,
so this
thank
is
you.
A powerful time. Really, like, take notice of everything and, you know, see if what you're wanting is really, you know, in line with what you desire. If it's not, then it's time for some changes. Stay positive. Affirmations work, vision boards, meditations. There's so many different ways to manifest. And as I stated earlier, when you put a request out to the universe, always ask for what you're desiring or something better so that, you know, your dreams can come true and you may even get more than you've asked for, okay? But there is something coming true that you've been wishing for. So make sure that you're clear about your desires and also be clear with others, what you want from them, what you expect, and above all, have faith. And that's what I have for you. I hope it helped.
Wonderful. God bless you both. Thank you so much. You gave me hope. Thank you.
Oh, you're
thank
very
you, Lisa.
Welcome.
God.
For sure. Angel's blessings.
Thank you. You too.
Beautiful. Okay, we have another caller. Okay.
All right.
Area code 850. You're live with Angel Antics. 850.
Hello.
We have your name.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
Your name?
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. My question is about my finance. I was wondering, do you see any changes?
Okay. Eileen?
Yeah. Let me see. I don't know. I mean, I'm getting something. It's not really to do with finances. I'm not really getting a reading on finances, so I can really only give you what I give you. So let me give you what I
okay.
have.
Right.
And so it has to do more about you personally and your passions, your life direction, what it is you want to do. And what they want to share with you is they want you to just do the right things for the right reason. Pairing kind of traditional ways to old ways that you are doing things. And what they'd like to suggest is like a more spiritually minded community. And that is where you're going to find more like people, like yourself, that unity that you need in life. And with that, what you're going to get is you're going to be treated more fairly and in a just manner. And this is actually going to make you feel better about yourself. So it's what I'm hearing is putting yourself in a better place or a better position with more like-minded people that will be that will suit you better. With that, that might also put you in a place where you might meet someone that might be able to offer you a better financial opportunity or situation. So, I mean, even though this reading, they're not leading me to your finances, they may be leading you to a place that will stand up better for better finances. So, you know, sometimes it is that. It's just their way of going about it. But what I'm seeing is that you actually a very logical person. You have the ability to use a lot of structure to increase your own success. And so what I'm hearing is be that powerful person, get yourself organized, and see what direction that can take you. Be honest with yourself about what it is that your heart's desire is for you to do. When we do things with passion and they come to us easily, it no longer feels like work and can often be very financially rewarding. And so it's kind of, this reading is kind of, you know, directioning you that way. You know, always do a little bit of research. You may even want to take, you know, get a little bit more education in some type of line of work or line of practice. You know, like DC and I, we've both taken, of course, Reiki classes and things like that. I've recently been going to some shaman classes. Other people go to, you know, just personal growth classes where they're just looking for their own personal growth and everybody focuses on what they need and they support each other as a group. And so it's like taking a class or a seminar or a retreat, something like that. And with that, work through those things that you haven't necessarily been honest with yourself and doing what your heart's desire is. By going into one of those programs or a weekend of adventure or even a day-long adventure, something like that, kind of helps us bring us out of ourselves and show us what our true desires are. But what I'm seeing in you is actually an inner goddess that is ready to, she's screaming to get out, and you're not letting her come out and play, and she wants to put her pretty dress on, and she wants to you know, curl her hair and have it flowing out, and she wants to put her beads and her necklaces on, and she wants to put her shawl on and go to a party and show up and just be the goddess that walks through the door and presents herself and knows that she owns this world. And so they're telling me that you need to let your inner goddess come out. Time for you to shine. If you need to go and find how to do that, then that's what I'm seeing in this. And if you do that, I promise, as your inner self comes out to play and you show that heightened awareness about yourself, your financials will pick up because there will people be that will see you and want to bring you on board. Does that all make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. That is what your angels want you to know right now. But DC has more to add, and her readings sometimes are similar, and sometimes they are totally different. So let's let her read and give you what they're giving her. DC?
Thank you, Eileen. Yes, thank you, Eileen. I'm getting that your financial state is going to improve, okay? But you've got to believe that, and here's a beautiful affirmation. I am the creator of my experiences, and you could choose, you know, abundance, unconditional love, health, whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? And I'm asked to ask, are you in the process of doing some kind of financial planning?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, because I'm just getting, you know, like, watch the planning, because it might, you know, down the road, just keep watching this. It might cost you a little money. And I'm getting as well, like, you know, when you said about finances, the angels are just, you know, cautioning you to what you're spending as well, okay? So be careful with what you're spending, is telling me. Okay. But I am getting, like I said, I am getting that, you know, that money's going to come your way. They're sort of like waving a flag and they're saying, go, you know, go. Is there something up, like coming up around you? Because I'm seeing something is changing, and that's where I feel the money is coming in.
Okay.
Something's going to be financially rewarding. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're even saying, if you're not looking for something, please be open-minded to some kind of a situation that's positive, that is developing. Okay.
All right.
And that may be bringing in the money as well, is what they're showing me. And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be financial stability. There is going to be improvement. And you're going to, you know, through all of this, you're going to have a little bit more time for you to just do what you want to do. And I just see, like, I see a pile of bills, and they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And you're going to be provided for. The money's going to be there, as well as the freedom, okay? You won't have the worry that you have presently, okay?
Oh, wow, that'd be great.
Well, just, you know, just believe that and, you know, allow the universe to bring in, like I said, to people and, you know, situations. And I'm getting, like, you know, I'm seeing, like, pennies from heaven, but they're coming at a faster rate than they usually come. So that's what I'm saying to you. There's going to be prosperity all around you, and you're about to receive something. So open your arms wide to receiving, okay? And I'm getting,
okay,
like, it could actually be, like, a little bit more money than you've expected or even asked for. And I'm getting as well that you're such a giver, that it's your turn to receive, hon, okay?
Yes.
I know that you deserve all the good that the universe has for you. So you've got to have a little bit more balance between giving and receiving, because you do give so much, okay?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Verse is going to, you know, give back to you, so please, you know, just know that good is coming and everything is changing and it's all for the better. So you've got to appreciate, you know, the better, you know, life that's coming. Start feeling it right now, okay? I'm getting like money.
Okay.
I'm hearing like money, money, money. So money is coming your way, okay?
Oh,
some of it may be coming
great
because of the skills that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever way it comes, just welcome it. But I feel like it may come, you know, in more ways than one. So just, I'm excited, and I'm excited for you. And I don't know, do you ever play the lottery or anything like that? I mean, I'm not, you know, saying play the lottery, but I am asking because I feel like it may be a little bit more money than you're expecting, okay?
Yes, I do. I don't play it often, but I do play it sometimes.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, like possibly, you know, something to do with something other than, you know, traditional way. So it could be through the lottery. But just start, you know, saying thank you if people pay you a compliment, and get yourself in better balance and get ready for all the good that's coming your way. Okay, I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Arlene.
Let us know.
I appreciate it.
We're excited to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have another area code, 860. It's a different number. 860, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Area code 860, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, this is Amala.
Hello.
How are you? Yep, I'm here.
Hello, Amala.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
A lot of transitions, so I'm wondering what you guys feel for September, since it's not that far away. Yeah, new beginnings. I have had to do a lot of letting go. And I know it's for my highest good,
okay.
So I'm a little sad, but I know it's for my highest good. So what do
right
you guys feel?
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Well, what I'm seeing is that you need to bring fun into everything you do. you have been juggling multiple priorities, and although you're very talented at it, you need to bring a little more fun into the juggling. And, you know, maybe instead of juggling pens from work, you could juggle balloons, helium balloons. That'd be fun. Good luck with that. I have no idea where I get this stuff, okay? The angels can really be, I don't know where they come up with this, okay? But anyway, so just be more, just find, figure out ways to have more fun at work. I mean, it doesn't always have to be, just everything is perspective. Just remember that. Everything is perspective. And, so just change how you look at it. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at things that happen and, let it go. Take away the experiences. You've actually had a pretty emotionally fulfilling life, which has been great. You've had a lot of people around you that you can trust. And that has been has been wonderful for you. And do you have children?
I do not. But I feel like my elderly, I do feel like my elderly parents are like my children, so, because I take care of them. So. Yeah.
And they're telling me you've been raising your children wisely. That's what they're telling me, is you have been raising your children wisely. So good job. And good job on that.
My goodness.
And obviously those are the people in your life that you can really, really trust. And so that family will always be fulfilling for you. You've got a good energy going on there, even though, like you said, you have been the parent and they are the child. If your parents have been somewhat unhealthy, though, I do see that their health will be doing a little bit better. Just the overall health of the entire household is just looking good. It's a positive means. It's kind of, you're kind of entering into just a healthier time period here coming up as far as, the household and the family and that type of thing that's going on. You have the power to make the decisions, so don't let things get in your way. If confusion arises, sometimes it can be because you're overanalyzing it. So watch that. Watch your options and just don't overanalyze everything. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to receive. And I'm going to say that in several different ways. Allow yourself to receive the intuition so that once you've weighed your options, you just take that intuition and you make your decisions with that. Okay? So allow yourself to receive your intuition. And remember, your imagination is the biggest part of your intuition. If it wasn't for the imagination, we would never have the world of Disney.
Very true.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Look how spectacular that is.
Yep.
Without imagination. So just listen to your imagination. It is your intuition talking to you. Sometimes when we say, well, I think my angels are talking to me, but I don't really hear them. It's because... ego gets in the way, and ego says, oh, no, that was just your imagination talking to you. And so you drop it off as your own thinking. But in all actuality, that is also one way that our spirit guides do speak to us. And so be aware of that. It's just, it's not a huge thing. It's for you to be aware of. Because right now you are increasing your intuition by a lot.
That's for sure.
I agree. Yes. And your ability to give that newfound energies to other others is part of that, a part of that receiving. So this is the the other thing. I want you to be open to receiving these intuitive energies that are coming from to you right now. It is like downloads coming your way. So I can tell by what you're saying that you really get all this. And so that is the other way that I want you to be open to receiving. The third way, I told you there'd be three ways, is to allow others to help you. Allow others to do for themselves what they can. If you don't allow them to do as much as they can for themselves, they will, either two things will happen. They will lose the ability to do things for themselves, or they will lose the desire to do things for themselves. And either way, that's not okay. Because you have enough. You have enough. And so, encourage others to be doing what they can for themselves as they can, which is also a form of receiving by you not taking it on, of receiving, receiving the energy of them taking care of themselves, and also receiving help from others. Allow that to happen. But you are really, I'll finish up with this. You are a very magical person. You really are moving to the point of manifesting very clear intentions into your own reality. You have all of that ability, just like a sorceress from the Merlin days. And so right now is your time to shine. I wish you nothing but the best, Amala. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Angel blessing. Welcome,
Angel
DC. You have. Of course.
Yes, I'm here, Eileen. Amala, this is DC.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hi, honey.
I can hear you.
You know, you've brought in Marilyn Monroe, and she just loves your energy, and she's letting you know that nothing lasts forever. So she wants you to live it up. She wants you to drink it down, laugh it off. And she's saying, above all, she's saying, girlfriend, avoid all the bullshit, you know? Take chances and never have regrets, okay? And when I say, live it up and drink it down, you better watch out because Eileen's mother is probably waiting in the wings to take you somewhere after the show. I mean, I've put her mom a couple of times. And I get a hangover, Eileen. I need free food in the morning. So just be careful of that. But I wanted to say, do you have brunette hair?
I do, yes, I have black hair, yep.
Okay, because I'm seeing that, and I'm seeing you meeting someone from the past, and he looks like a very mature man, and he's sort of like gray, okay, like a gray-haired man.
Okay.
So he's a little bit more mature, like, and I see like that you knew him in a past life, and I see you guys going on a trip,
Okay.
And I see like money coming your way, and possibly like, depends on, if you guys are open with each other, there could be, something in the future for the two of you, okay?
Okay.
So just be positive is what I'm getting. And, watch your thoughts because what you think and what you, what you say and things, it creates your reality, okay? You're creating the life that you want, Amala, okay?
Yes.
And as you're saying things, your body is vibrating at that frequency. So what you're saying and thinking and everything, it has a really huge impact on your life and on your energy. Stay positive, stay focused, okay? I feel like there's like a little bit of like a disconnect with your energy presently, okay?
Yes.
I feel like maybe like lately, you might have been sort of a little bit scattered almost with your focus, okay? So the angels are saying, I'm going to come back to center. You need to be more centered right now. You've got to have like a little bit more, enthusiasm, and the angels will come in and they'll help you with that, okay, to really gather your thoughts and direct them towards, something that you're wanting, whatever goal it is, okay? And don't be so hard on yourself, hon. That's why Marilyn came in, because she's saying she wanted to give you a beautiful hug and saying, Amala, smile and laugh. Do something fun, okay?
Okay. Okay. Yes.
And she's she wants you to live, you know, live your life. And she's saying, fear is stupid and so are regrets. Kamala, live your life, okay? So what I'm getting is, you know, like summer, you know, is, you know, it's gone basically. I feel like this fall now, you're going to find that things that you've been waiting for are coming your way. So you've got to be like a little bit patient, okay? But this is the time where you're going to see that things, like, you know, beautiful things are coming your way. You have worked hard. You truly deserve what is coming to you. And again, just while you're waiting, you have a little bit more patience, okay? And while you're waiting, use this time, you know, to think about, you know, your future. You know, I'm seeing maybe like you haven't gotten together with friends or family lately. Get together and have a party. You know, life is here to be enjoyed, okay?
Yes.
And I'm even getting, like I said, I saw an airplane. I saw, like, an airplane, and the angels are suggesting that you even think about taking a trip. So is that something that you were considering, Amala, was taking a trip somewhere?
Absolutely. I just, you know what, honestly, a trip could be even to the beach. I live in Connecticut, so it's not like a beach is hard to go. I haven't even gone yet. It's just, I'm going this weekend.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's my little trip, so to speak. Yeah, I need to just be by water. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, is there something that you're waiting on? Because I'm seeing, like, the angels are showing me, like, these two scales, and they're sort of balancing out now. So is there something that you've been waiting for? Maybe, like, an important document or something like that, or, you know, hearing something?
Oh, you know, that's so funny you said document. It could mean this. I mean, I've been wanting to meet a committed partner. I've talked to you guys before, a committed partnership for a while, and that means I want commitment now. I don't want just to date somebody anymore. And I think that's what
the past
relationships were. Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be a beautiful new beginning. There's going to be a major, you know, change in regard to love. Okay?
Yeah.
So I did... Like I said, a gentleman with white hair, like sort of gray, and like I said, you know, maybe going on a trip with him, and there's a possibility of like a beautiful, you know, commitment or marriage even, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for it, and I know that I've done the work for myself as far as the relationship with myself, which is primary. It's the most important thing, so.
Well, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
It's really exciting, and this is a beautiful new time for you, so enjoy it and make sure that you're loving yourself first and that you're ready for the love that comes your way. You've got to be ready for it, okay? So make sure that you're taking care of you, okay?
Yeah. You know, I just want to reiterate, you asked me, like, I think a couple of months ago, what did I say in the previous, I don't know when I talked to you the last time, but you said September is going to be a month to remember to me. And you did say that, DC.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, well,
yeah.
You're going to have to let us know, okay? So just get ready for all the good that's coming your way and keep affirming that, you know, whether it's abundance, whether it's love, open your arms wide to receiving, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful time. And like I said, don't be surprised if you fall asleep and you end up in Vegas. Because we've done that many times. With Eileen's mom. But I'm listening.
Well,
with us.
Call us sometime around October 5th. Let us know how September went. And, you know, I would believe that my mother might just pick you up and take you to Vegas. She's done it to D.C. and I. And my mom is around right now, very, very strong. I have been feeling her this last couple of days. And Amala, what I'll share with you is that I have three daughters, and I'm having my first grandchild in October, and her baby shower is this weekend, and the baby is being named after my mother. And so if there's any time that my mom would come in, would be right now when I'm getting together with all three of my girls and my sister.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I got the chills, Eileen. That's a definite yes.
Right?
Beautiful.
So, yeah, very
beautiful,
well can happen. So if you wake up a little hungover this weekend, you'll know why.
You said to go to a party. I'm actually going to my favorite band. It's a local band tomorrow, so I'm just going to dance the night away.
And
so that'll be fun.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I want you to at some point throw your hands up in the air and thank your angels for coming with you. You invite them to go with you tomorrow night, all right?
Oh, yeah. They're invited everywhere.
They like
to
party. You'd be surprised when you actually invite them to come. You'd be surprised at how much more fun you have that night. It just makes you sparkle.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. Leave a trail of glitter everywhere I go, right? That's what I say.
Right.
Leave a trail of glitter. Absolutely. God bless you both. Oh. Shining. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. You too. Happy congratulations, Grandma.
Oh, thank you to both of us. She had her grandbaby was born day before yesterday.
Oh, wow.
The seventh. Our
seventh.
Yeah, lucky number seven now. It is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, Amala. You take care and stay in touch with us, hon. Take care now.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Angel blessings.
Okay, Eileen, we're down to the last 3 minutes, so that's why I try to end the call a little bit faster. I'm just wondering, is there anything you'd like to say before we, end the show?
Well, I want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day and wish you all a very, very safe weekend. And I just want to leave you with a few thoughts. We've, kind of got mentioned in a few of the readings. And that is, if you heard anything that actually vibrates with you, well, maybe that was also a message for you. Take away the good messages in it and utilize the messages that you heard through that, because you never know how your angels are going to give you a message, even if you did get a reading from us. And so, when you ask yourself questions about why and how things happen, these are the questions you should ask, because they're the ones that matter. What am I grateful for? Who do I love? How can I serve? What amazing gifts do I have, and how can I offer them to others? And so those are the questions we should ask in our life, and that will show us where our happiness is. So angel blessings, everyone. I love you. I love you, DC.
I love you too, Eileen. And Ginger is saying really fast, she's going through a drive-thru of a bank in heaven, and she's getting all of these slips for everyone to fill out, withdrawal slips. She's just passing them out to you before we get off, and she's saying, it's time to make a withdrawal, everyone. And the Universal Bank is up in heaven, and she's saying, you have, a connection with this bank, and this is going to help you to have the true wealth and abundance that you're wanting. She's saying, please just fill out those slips. That's all you have to do is request and believe that it's on its way and it is done. Okay? Believe that you are worthy, you are deserving, and you are ready to manifest. Okay? So everyone, just fill out those, withdrawal slips for this Universal Bank, and imagine that, the money that you need, whatever you're asking for, is coming your way. And have a great holiday, everyone. I love you, Eileen.
I love you, too. Happy Labor Day.
Good night,
bye,
everyone.
I love you.
Love you too, hon.